Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The citywide cleanup has been scheduled for October 7th through 10th at 312 West Marketplace, which is the light plant. Drop-off times are Monday through Wednesday, 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Thursday, 7:45 a.m. to 6 p.m. Cleanup will not include tires, batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TVs, or any liquid or yard waste. Doors on all white goods must be securely fastened or removed, and there will be no after-hours dumping. So make sure to drop off your items during their scheduled times. The McLeansboro Elks Lodge 1882 has announced that they will have a trivia contest to support the scholarships on Friday, October 11th. Doors open at 6 p.m. Play starts at 7. Teams will be up to 8 people per team at $10 per person. This is to support a great cause and the many scholarships that they give away. Also at the Elks on Friday the 18th, Dirty Duel will play at 8 p.m., so come out and enjoy the fun. The Dale Community Church has announced that Sunday, October 13th at 5 p.m. will be their annual Hee-Haw Show. If you have not been to this before, it is a great time. Contact the church for more information. October 26th at 4 p.m. will be the big Halloween on the Square. At 9 a.m. that morning, the 5K will be presented by the Women's Leadership Council. And then at 4 o'clock, there'll be lots of activities on the square. Thanks to the Hamilton County Coal and the Party Hero, this year we will have a big bounce house for kids to enjoy. There will be lots of times to trick-or-treat, walk around, and if you or your church or your business would like to participate and give away items, that would be wonderful. Following the activities on the square, the 4-H has announced that there will be a haunted trail out at the Disc Golf Course, the Prairie Disc Golf Course. No Scare will be at 6 p.m., and Scare will start at from 7 until 10. If you'd like to bring your preschool children out where it's not quite so scary and not quite so dark, that will be at 6 p.m. More information to follow. The City of McLeansboro has set the 2024 trick-or-treat hours as October 31st. This will be Thursday evening from 5 until 8 p.m. Remember, if you'd like to participate in trick-or-treating, to make sure you leave your porch light on. November 18th at 7 p.m., the Rubenacker Farm Shop will host Walking for a Cause Incorporated. Save the date for this Country Music Writers Round. Get ready to rock out for a good cause. Join us for an unforgettable night of live music, fun, and community spirit as we raise funds to support organizations throughout the community. Together, we can make a difference through the power of music. There will be several up-and-coming artists that will be there singing that evening. Save the date for the 7th Annual Hamilton County Food and Brew Fest, March 1st, 2025. Tickets will go on sale soon, and they sell out quick. This will be at the Big Red Barn in McLeansboro, Illinois. Once again, March 1st, 2025. Many organizations are getting prepared for the Christmas on the Square activities that will be presented by the Hamilton County Rotary. December 6th will kick off with Christmas trivia. Test your Christmas knowledge as you compete against other teams to be crowned the trivia champs. This is a great way to kick off the holiday season. There will be games with prizes and a silent auction. It will be held on Friday, December 6th. Doors open at 6 p.m. and play begins at 7. Teams of up to 8 people can participate. A meal will be included with your registration. If you do not have a team, just show up and we will make sure you get on a team. It is $20 per person to participate. Then December 7th, we'll kick off with Breakfast with Santa at Fox Meadows from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. This is open to any child who comes and has Breakfast with Santa will get a free gift. And this will be at Fox Meadows. Then the vendor fair will follow at the old high school gym from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christy Deere is in charge of that this year and is currently accepting vendor forms. Then Santa's workshop will be held from 3 to 5 in the courthouse lobby. Youth can come and select two items of their choice to give to their parents, and they will be wrapped for them, and this is all free of charge. Then the parade will be at 5 p.m., and following the parade, 4-H will host games and Santa in the basement, and HCE will host free hot chocolate. So make plans to attend all of the activities on the square. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce announces that their annual dinner will be held November 16th at Piopolis. Right now, members can vote for their Business of the Year and the Ted Satterfield Award. So if you see your form come through, make sure to take the time and vote for those two awards. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.